The Church Up Close, covering Catholicism in the age of Benedict XVI. It's the name of a professional seminar for journalists held by the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross. The six-day seminar is offered to journalists from across the globe every other year, and it's taking place this September from Monday the 16th at the university headquarters just across the river from Vatican Radio. I had a word with Father John Walk, a professor at the university in its School of Church Communications, as well as the president of the organizing committee of the Church Up Close seminar. So I have your beautiful pamphlet in front of me with a lovely photograph of St. Peter.
Okay.
First of all, the title, Covering Catholicism in the Age of Benedict XVI. How has covering Catholicism changed in the years of Benedict?
Well, I think during the papacy of John Paul, there was a great deal of media coverage of the papacy, and it was very much focused on the personality and person of John Paul II. And that's changed quite a bit since Benedict XVI has become Pope. And the coverage of Catholic stories is not as centered upon the person of Benedict. And that's why we talk about covering Catholicism in the age of Benedict and not covering the papacy or something along those lines, though we are doing it in Rome. And the idea is that Rome provides a vantage point from which to see the whole church, a very convenient point from which one can see a bit of everything. And that's what we try to provide in our seminar. It's a seminar that's provided for journalists who are coming from all over the world and have to write about Catholicism from where they are, which might be in the Philippines or India or Latin America or North America or Africa. And they have to write about the universal church. And so Rome is a convenient place for them to get a sense of the lay of the land.
Absolutely. I see here that you do offer other topics as well, addressing things like bioethics and sexual morality and the legacy of the Second Vatican Council, which should be the bread and butter of a Vatican writer. How do you do that?
Well, obviously, there's a few hot-button issues. For instance, the bioethics questions that are very important today. They might not necessarily be so in the future and weren't necessarily on the front page in the past, but nowadays we have to deal with them, as there is a conference on the economic crisis and the questions of ethics in the economic world, which is another hot topic these days. But above all, we're trying to give, a broad view of the different areas that are, especially even geographical areas, but also within the functioning of the church, how the church operates on the universal level. So you have a meeting with someone from the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, or someone from the Secretariat of State, or someone from the Congregation for Bishops, right? And all of this is taking place in the context of essentially the run-up to the Year of Faith and the Synod on the New Evangelization. And so we're very lucky to have Archbishop Fisichella, who's the head of the new council for the promotion of the new evangelization, coming to speak to the journalists. And I think he'll be able to provide them with a sort of idea of what the church is up to this year, which is a very exceptional year, really.
Absolutely. I see you have our own Father Federico Lombardi in as one of the speakers.
He speaks every year. We've done this for every other year for the last 6 years. So this is the third edition, so to speak, of the Church Up Close seminar, and one of the few constants is Father Lombardi. We figure that he is an essential person for journalists around the world to know and to actually experience in person, to see how he thinks and talks and operates.
I noticed on your program you don't only have class lessons, you have quite a few excursions into important places of Christianity, starting with the tour of historic Rome and ending with the catacombs.
Right. The idea of the Church Up Close seminar is obviously to provide information in the sense of classroom information, and there's a lot of data that's transmitted to the journalists, and the meetings with sort of key people in Rome, but also trying to give them a sense of the whole reality of the church. And in that sense, you have the meetings with people who deal with the church in Africa or China, but also the historical scope And so you have them going to the catacombs, for instance, on one day, or touring Rome and seeing the churches. And for many people who are not familiar with Rome, the experience of the art and the history is absolutely essential. One of the elements in the program that's always one of the most popular is the visit to the Sistine Chapel in St. Peter's, which people who live in Rome, the Vaticanisti, take for granted. But for journalists who are coming from other parts of the world, it's really a moving experience, but also gives you a sense of what you're dealing with when you talk about the Catholic Church, that it's not something that just popped into existence now, but you're talking about 2,000 years of history and experience and personalities. And when you're writing about the church, it's important to have that background.
You yourself mentioned that this seminar is an annual event at your university.
Or biennial, really. We have to do it every other year.
Sorry, biannual then. How successful have your past seminars been, and who sponsors you?
Well, they've been extremely successful. I mean, each year has fed off the success of the previous year. In fact, I should say that the Church Up Close seminar is itself really an outgrowth of a seminar that we at Santa Croce in the School of Communications offered during the year to Vaticanisti who are based in Rome. But of course, that's only available to people who actually live in Rome, and it's done every month, and it's in Italian. And what we decided was that program, which was very popular with the Vaticanisti, should be offered to people who are writing about the church from outside of Rome. And so we sort of crunched it all together into a crash course, you know, of one week, and did it in English, and so that more people could take advantage of it. And now we've had a tremendous response from both the Catholic press and also from the secular press. In fact, there was a sort of a spin-off of a Church Up Close program this spring. One of the professors from Columbia School of Journalism in New York, which is the most prestigious journalism school in the United States, Ari Goldman, who used to be the religion editor of the New York Times, brought his class to Rome, and he asked us to organize essentially their stay in Rome, his journalism class, because he had come to the first Church Up Close program and liked it so much, he wanted to offer the same thing to his students. So now we're very happy to have had the success that we've had with these programs. I hope we can continue in the future. It's all made possible, I should say, by Our Sunday Visitor, the Our Sunday Visitor Foundation in the United States, which is tied to Our Sunday Visitor newspaper, which is, I believe, the largest distribution Catholic newspaper in the United States. And they've been very generous in providing financial support for the Church Up Close seminar in Rome. So it's made possible by them.
I've actually read some very enthusiastic comments by former students of yours, Ben. Finally, I just wanted to ask you, Father Walk, how important is it for the mission of the church today that church news be reported in a correct and precise manner?
It's absolutely essential for the Catholic Church nowadays to be involved in media of all sorts. And I think we're all familiar with the sort of explosion of media coverage, not just of the church, but and through the internet, through television, through all of the different means of communications these days. It's very difficult to control, right? And obviously a lot of information is partial or mixed with error or out of context. And what we're trying to do with the Church Up Close seminar is essentially do our part to help journalists get the story straight. Frequently, the errors and sort of misinterpretations that one encounters in media coverage of the Catholic Church isn't the product of ill will, but the Catholic Church is a very complicated institution and not easy to grasp at first glance, especially for people nowadays who are perhaps unfamiliar with the church's history. And so we're trying to, as I say, do our part to overcome the difficulties that are sort of inherent in covering the Catholic Church in today's very rapid media environment. And you know, a week is actually a very short time. It would be necessary to have a full year course at least, I think, to really get up to speed on the church.
That was Father John Walk, a professor at the Pontifical University of the Holy Cross.